clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis, and I am here with my buds. All new buds today.
Hi, Patty.
Wait a minute. We have a special guest, Shane Dole.
Hey.
US Weed Channel.
Mm-mm. Thank you very much.
Fabulous, fabulous. And this guy here,
Dean Kidder. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Picked him up. He walked in here. I don't know. He was looking for the sandwich shop, I think.
That's very accurate.
And
I don't know who
I
you
said,
are, and
hey,
I made him comfortable by this.
I said, hey, do you want to do the show? And he said, okay. So,
boom.
This is Dean. He has a fabulous voice. So, hey, we pick him off the street. And then Chris is with us.
Ooh, howdy ho.
Thank goodness Chris showed up because...
If you guys could see
none
Chris,
of the other
he's actually
did.
Like an 86-year-old Jewish man in a red jumpsuit with one of those fishing caps on.
Interesting.
I got more 21st century Jesus from Chris is what I got. I feel very comfortable in his presence, and I feel like he could forgive everything I've ever done wrong. Can you do that for me, Chris?
I exude love towards all creations.
Oh, I like it.
See, now,
we're going to have a really crazy show today, my kind of show. But first, we're going to talk about Mother's Day. Oh. Mother's Day is Sunday, I believe.
Sunday.
Hi, Mom.
And I am, being that I'm the only female here, everybody here, do you guys have mothers?
Assume. Don't assume.
I did come from a mother.
And
yes.
Do you speak to her?
Oh, quite often. Matter of fact, I spoke with her this morning.
Oh, good. Chris?
Yes, 2 days ago.
Okay. Dean?
Yeah, she's a pretty swole girl.
Okay, fabulous. So,
Dean just stepped onto set from 1920s.
Why do you say that?
Swell.
Swell.
Swell, yeah.
Well, he's talking...
She put on her poppers and we did the twist.
Yeah.
I dig it.
We're not going to talk about the poppers yet.
All right, let's do it.
But anyway, what are you getting your mother... For Mother's Day, and first of all, does your mother use cannabis?
Not any longer.
What does that mean?
Well, no, I take that back, actually. I just brought her some chocolates the other day.
Thank
for
you.
Once in a while.
Right. She doesn't want people to know that Mrs. Dole, is that her name?
No, not any longer. She's remarried.
Molly Dole.
Yeah. No, hi, Mom.
Hi.
So here's
your
the deal.
Your son snitched on you.
Yeah, Mom and I used to puff, you know, together back in high school, and then that was kind of it. And then she did her thing.
Okay, so what are you buying your mother for Mother's Day? So you're not going to get her a bouquet of buds?
No.
I hope somebody brings me one. But anyway, what do you, I mean, so you already have a plan
we'll
for your
probably,
mom?
Honestly, we'll do, I'll do
brunch?
A card and... brunch or
yeah,
something. It'd be simple.
That's all we want. Flowers. You got to take her flowers. We need flowers.
Okay.
A bouquet of flowers. I don't care if you pick them from somebody's yard on the way to her house.
I think that's actually nicer.
Right.
Apart from the person you picked them from.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, know your neighbor so you can, you know, whatever. Chris, you're next. What are you doing for your mom?
Yeah, pretty traditional shindig as well. Just get her some yellow flowers, which are happen to be her favorite color.
That's friendship,
and,
right?
Very cool.
Is that what the yellow
I
indicates?
Don't,
yes,
I don't
correct.
Know.
Because we do share that
nice.
Friendship,
very
motherly
good. Very good.
Does your mom smoke pot?
Unfortunately, no. She has been very anti-pot for the very longest time.
Does she know what her son does?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She's very aware.
Okay, good. And I'm assuming you've educated her.
Yes, I definitely okay. have as much as I could. And as of right now, she's currently using topicals, which is a very big transition.
Oh, my God.
Considering
that's
that she
right.
went from zero to that. So that's definitely a
it's plus. A step in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now we come to Dean.
Yeah, see, I'm going to... I know there's going to be spears coming my way for this one. I try very hard not to fall prey to the consumerism of you must buy this thing for this person at this time. I'm not a big fan of that whatsoever. I try to share time.
Hold on. I want to say something. Mother's Day is not about you, okay? It's
mm-hmm.
about your damn mother.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
So who cares what
Go
you
on.
Think?
So you spend Here, that
now,
money.
Now, folks
it
out
is
there
a
listening,
day. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm,
I'm a mother.
Here we go.
Both kinds, whatever.
It's coming in hot.
I want to be appreciated and loved. I know my daughter loves me, and I know she appreciates me. But for some reason that day, I like to be treated a little bit special. And I don't know why. That's for me. And my daughter, because she is a wonderful, fabulous, respectful, considerate, kind, loving daughter. Mm-hmm.
Sucking up.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you best be shopping right
how's
now.
Your, how's that retirement account looking?
She takes me to brunch and buys me presents.
Yeah, she's making sure that inheritance is guaranteed.
Good daughter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good daughter.
The only thing she's getting is probably a bag of year-old pot.
Better than a poke in the eye with something sharp.
Okay, so go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the sharing of time, not big on things. I'm trying to get down with...
Wait a minute. You're going to spend time with her?
Most certainly.
Oh.
Well, and the grandmother as well, and then we'll throw them in my lady. We got kids.
Oh,
so
my God. Well, that's...
It's the trifecta, the grandma, the mom, and the missus.
See, that's better than anything else, is that you're being together. That's what that day is about, being with your loved ones. Still take her flowers and your grandmother, because she's going to... You know, I mean, she's old. Hello?
Can I bring them a flower-based product instead?
Are they consumers?
Most certainly. My grandmother, they have a fun little story. My grandmother was diagnosed with some sort of lung cancer a few months back. She's 86. And when she went in for the second PET scan, she had gotten on the tincture at nighttime, doing the cannabis tincture. She did radiation as well. But anyway, long story short, second PET scan, tumor completely dissolved.
Boom.
Beautiful.
86 years old.
Wow.
Weed strikes again.
Boom.
Right. There are so many fabulous
congratulations,
stories.
By the way.
Yeah, there's so many fabulous stories. So many fabulous stories. And, you know, and Shane and I spoke about this earlier. It's not, doesn't work for everybody. It depends on how far along you are, or, I mean, your body. It's a whole thing, you know. It's really, because I have a friend that's not doing well, but it's been in his body for years now, and, you know, it's completely throughout. So, who knows? But this, I know great stories like that.
Well, you know, even if it wasn't the cannabis directly, one thing that she said was without question related to the cannabis was she has a bladder issues as well. So she will wake up, without exaggeration, 5 to 6 times a night to have to use a restroom. And when she started taking the tincture before she went to bed, she's from Quincy, Massachusetts. So she talks like this. Oh,
I love
Dino, I love it so much. I don't wake up. I only woke up twice to go pee last night. It was phenomenal. So she's
we like her over here.
Yeah, she's gotten, if nothing else, much more restorative sleep as a result of it. So she's very grateful for that, as am I. And everything that she was given, I grew myself. So,
God. How about your mom?
So, wait, what's grandma's name?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, grandma's name is Gigi. But
Gigi.
Her actual name is Barbara. Very 1930s-esque.
Let's give a shout out to Barbara.
Barbara Anderson, yes.
Barbara, Gigi. Hey. Way to kick cancer's ass.
If you're out there, I love you, Gigi.
Go, girl. We love you, and keep doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Wow, that's great. Well, hopefully all of our listeners will have a fabulous Mother's Day. Usually the first part of the show, we do current events.
Ooh, I love me some current events.
So, Dean.
Yes, my dear.
Is there anything current that you want to talk about, whether it was cannabis or anything? I mean, current events.
Current events.
That's what we usually talk about.
World War III might be starting pretty soon. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Do you think the Trumpster is going to get us in trouble?
Is he going to get us in trouble?
Let's not be naysayers.
I don't know. My hope is that because he's such a populist, that if we all bitch enough, he might go, I don't want to do that. He seems to really care about what people think about him. So regardless of what one thinks of his
policies. I don't think he does. He said so many horrible things to so many people that they hate his guts. Come on. I don't care one way or another.
I just think he has I think he just has a plan. He's trying to enact it, you know?
I think that he has so far has done what he said he was going to do, whether we like it or not.
True story. That opens up the whole cannabis thing with Jeff Sessions, because
a great current issue.
Right. Yeah. Let's talk that.
Yeah, on the campaign trail, Trump made it pretty clear that cannabis is a states' rights issue, so leave it there. But Jeff Sessions says no good person has ever smoked cannabis. So we got some competing ideologies there, and I'm very curious to see which way that's going to go.
Don't we have pictures of just our most recent past president Obama smoking pot?
I believe so.
Right, that was in college.
But remember,
everybody
no good
smoked
person.
College. Well, everybody smoked pot in college.
I agree, but it was sort of a generalized statement from Jeff Sessions that nobody good has come from anybody.
He's an idiot.
I believe he would back that up, idiot. Though, and go, well, of course Obama's not a good person. I don't think Jeff Sessions likes Obama.
Oh, nice one, Dean.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think you're right, Dean.
I won't say he's correct, but he sure is consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, in his message, right?
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
Totally.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but what I do know, Las Vegas is Nevada saying, we don't really care what you say. We're starting our sales July 1st now instead of June, instead of January 2018. That they have balls there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
weed's big.
Well, that's not it. There's a lot of money being invested there. It's not like here. It's different. I mean, these people have paid $1 million for their shit. It's really expensive to get a license there. You know,
it's expensive to get a legitimate license anywhere. You know what I really wanted to ask some other cannabis folks is, what are your thoughts on the reasoning behind the square foot canopy limitations that they've put on the California grows? Because they have different licenses, so it might be 10,000 square feet. I think the biggest I've ever seen is 22,000 square feet. But that's really, really small.
Don't bang your hand.
That's really small relative to
But for what? Small for what? Small for an individual or small for a grower?
Oh, well, I was going to say relative to other agricultural or cash type crops. I mean, if you said to Philip Morris, we're going to set up a 22,000 square foot tobacco farm, they'd laugh at you.
Right.
So what I'm wondering is why? Why are they? Why have they set up those?
Shane, do you have an answer?
Oh, I don't even like to get into this subject because, you know, I just like to film it. But here's the gig. 20-year veteran of business affairs, and I've done business with some big people, and effectively just follow the money.
Mm. Oh, right.
You know, all these limitations and things they put in, it's either to enable arrests or fines, usually. It has very little to do with safety or anything like that. You'll find you'll never find a limitation like this. Just like Dean said, if I want to go out there and grow grapes because they have vitamin C in there for my health, right? Or oranges,
right, garlic,
whatever.
Same thing.
No limitations like this even exist. It's ridiculous.
So why are they doing it?
Money. I mean, money to the
money
state.
From
look at our state. Well, first of all, here, let's take a quick look. If you're the sheriff's department and now all of a sudden you were taking away a little more than half of your arrests, wow, that's a big deficit because now all of a sudden you can't just take everybody's
property and
sell it.
You're going to have to justify that existence in a new way.
But wait a minute. Heroin's gone up. Opiates have gone up. There's a crisis now. So now they have new drug crimes.
Okay.
Huge.
That's fine. But effectively, that doesn't equal the number of arrests that were happening from cannabis. And when you can seize property and sell it, like, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but just the California Sheriff Association, and I'm just reporting on this, guys. It's not that I'm trying to bag on you, but, you know, they made like, I think it was, forgive me if I'm totally wrong or off on this one, but I think it was $160 million a couple years ago.
That what?
From selling confiscated property.
You're talking about asset forfeiture?
Right. Well,
that's insane.
But that's done now. That's done.
Well, not necessarily.
They can't do that anymore.
They can't.
No, they can't.
Okay.
I don't think they can. I think, aren't there things that protect us from? I mean, I just read an article that.
That's how I used to think before I spent 3 years in court. Don't we have things that protect?
No. Wait a minute.
Let's not forget the fact, too, that CBD just got, just made its way into Schedule 1.
Wow.
Which is one of the biggest issues that we...
Isn't cocaine Schedule 2?
One of the biggest hurdles
heroin
that we have yet to overcome,
heroin
basically.
Schedule 1.
Yeah.
But how is cocaine... I think cocaine Schedule 2.
So now, okay, let's do a little
poll
here.
How is that even possible?
Let's do a little poll here, okay? Since anything on Schedule 1 is supposed to have zero medical benefit, all right? Let's just start with on the lowest scale. Was I a little cranky when I came in today?
Well, I just met you, so I have no basis for comparison.
No, you said you were
a little tight.
You were tight. You were venting what happened to you, and you said it probably six times, so you were frustrated and...
There you go.
Yeah.
And the point being is, we hit the green room, Hey, everybody. Glad to be on the show.
Pun intended.
Green, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I call the hot box.
Yeah, so there's the very basic medical benefit, right? First thing it did was like take away my little...
Exactly, your hissy fit.
Right? Call it a hissy fit.
Well, yeah, that's not very flattering to a man.
I know, I'm just...
I was frustrated with an individual.
It quelled his aggression.
Hey, good one, Dean.
Like I love that.
So
I love
now,
it.
Sounds very
so
testosterone based.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
It made
so we
you
go from that
better.
To Dean's grandma.
Right. Yeah,
where it blew a tumor out of her lung.
Right.
Boom, dissolved it.
But we know that.
We know that.
We have
so
to
is anyone at this
masses.
Table not seen somebody get a medical benefit, sorry, from cannabis? Has anyone seen it?
My chihuahua had a tough time one day. He ate a cookie and he wasn't the same for about 48 hours.
Okay, but I'm saying...
Wait a minute. What kind of cookie?
But you already saw grandma get benefits.
What kind of
cookie? Yes, indeed.
What kind of cookie?
It was a peanut butter cookie.
Oh, he was allergic to peanuts.
Or he had enough cannabis for a human and he weighs 8 pounds. But
oh,
you know what, though? That should be a good... Look at that. 8-pound dog.
Okay.
Eats a whole cookie that's too much for me. Mm-hmm. I'm almost 180 pounds. And he's fine.
Just had some good sleep.
Totally fine. Yeah, I put him on his back and rubbed his belly for a little bit. His tongue fell out of his mouth.
I love it. And he's fine. He's fine.
100% fine.
Wow.
So just to clarify, the dog did not OD on weed.
I don't think that's impossible. I remember reading once that the estimated toxicity level was like 15 pounds.
Hey, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to take a short break. We even have a timer. I love it. When did we get so technical? We're going to take a short break and then we'll be right back with more Hot Pot Topics.
Brilliant.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. I'm here with the guys, and everybody out there knows how much I love being with the guys. I have all handsome men today. Eat your heart out, Candace and Jackie.
Where are the ladies today?
Who cares? I'm with you guys.
Right?
What
Who
the
cares?
Hell?
I didn't even mean to say that. That was dumb.
Candace is working.
Candace
has a great job. She is working at Bud and Bloom in Santa Ana, which is a fabulous dispensary owned by our friend Aaron Hertzberg.
Oh, yeah.
And she is their community coordinator, I believe.
Community outreach type person.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
well,
she's perfect because
perfect
she,
for that.
Exactly. So I'm really excited for her. And hopefully they're paying her well. I told her if they don't, call me and I will straighten them out.
No doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And anyway, and Jackie, she had a prior commitment because she's always good. We love Jackie. Hope everything's okay with you, Jack.
Wait, and which Jackie?
Jackie Hernandez.
Oh, okay, sorry.
She's great. Anyway, we have Dean joined us.
Hey there. So are these people that were supposed to be here that
yeah,
are not here?
They're not. Well,
does that partially explain why I'm here?
Yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, when people don't show up, I always have a backup. I'm a backup person.
As well you should be.
I've done it by myself, you know, at times. You just do what you have to do. When you make a commitment for me to say I'm going to do a show every week, I got to do it. If I don't do it, it means something horrible happened.
This is much better than sitting on the 91 freeway, so I'm quite enjoying myself. Thank you.
I cool. love it, Chris.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Shane.
Yes.
Anyway...
We're here.
Tell us about the U.S. Weed Channel?
It surely is.
Tell us about everything that's been happening. Shane was on our show. When? Do we remember?
When cannabis TV wasn't even close to popular yet.
No, right.
I mean, if you can imagine, people will be like, don't ever come near us again. It was just bad. So, but now, all of a sudden, since the election last November, things have really turned around. A lot of brands are coming around.
Oh my goodness.
As you can tell, which is a good thing. I'm working with a lot of production companies to make some branded content for the channel. And we are in the midst of planning a new technology launch that will get US Weed Channel onto about 200 million screens here in America.
Oh, wow. How do we do that?
Well, how do we do it? We're in the works of it right
now.
Come
on. Hello.
Yeah. Give us the formula and tell us everything
you know. Well, effectively, here's the gig, is that what I had to do is I created a very good market plan that helps brands make the decision to make some branded content, because our entire industry, and I'm sure you can attest to this, is sort of stuck at magazines and trade shows.
Mm.
They got some web stuff and some banner ads, and there's some, you know, there's some fine video content out there that is all one-offs. So what we need is a TV network, because if you look around, our companies can't achieve the same success as a mainstream brand.
People are still scared. They're afraid of us. They still have fear.
Yeah, and if we can't reach 200 million screens, then we don't have a TV network to run commercials on.
So, let me ask you this. What makes you think mainstream mentality, or whatever they call it now, is going to watch us?
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Are we
well,
like
first
monkeys
of all,
in
I've
cages?
Had, okay. US Weed Channel was a test, literally a test, with a bunch of homemade video and stuff like that. That was just above homemade video, if you will, very low production value, and people watch it over and over and over. And I haven't put too much new video up there, and we have 120,000 installations.
Because more and. I think with more states going legal,
oh yeah,
and people have access, and they're not ashamed to say the M word, mm-hmm. you know, or the C word,
the W word.
The C word doesn't mean cut anymore. It means
cannabis, baby.
Yum 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 yum.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you know, people are coming out and feeling more comfortable. So I see where there's a big jump in curiosity about media.
Yeah. And, you know, when we get to that level of viewership, then we can start partnering with some of the mainstream brands, because they're looking for a place to create some cannabis content and put it and monetize it and reach the right demographic. And with a name like US Weed Channel, and the weed is, you know, leaf is our logo, it's kind of hard to not really tell what we are.
Right. We know what you are, babe.
Yeah.
We always did.
Yeah.
So when is all this... wait a minute. When did you get started in this business? When
I launched
US
Weed Channel about... well, actually, the idea came to me in 2012, before I got ran out of town in Temecula. Thanks there, Riverside County Sheriff.
Right. Were you a pot person?
Yeah.
Were you one of those?
I was, but you know what? I was your good neighbor, and actually...
You're the good neighbor that grew what?
The quick story is that the...
300 acres?
You're the guy that went into the jungle first. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, actually.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Let's not even go there. It's old news.
Okay, so after that, you said... I'm going to start talking about it.
Well, it's like, you know what? I saw the vacuum for our industry, and I saw a way that could help our entire industry, because everybody needs to get on a TV channel if they're going to reach the masses.
Right.
You know, you can go to all the trade shows you want.
Right. It's easier sitting in your house watching TV.
Yeah.
I don't like to leave sometimes. That's how you get educated. It's the internet, and it's TV. Now it's totally different.
Absolutely.
When you guys do TV channels, are you focusing on conventional, like, cable type channels? Are you trying to do more internet based podcasts? What are you doing?
No, actually, traditional TV is on its way out.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. And I mean, what do I know?
So, and the networks know it. You know, they've got their lifespan between 5 and 10 years and stuff. So everybody's doing what we're already doing.
Now, is
launching
that streaming?
Their OTT channel.
Is that streaming? I mean, people are streaming
essentially
now.
Yes.
Okay, so just so everybody knows,
I don't know what that means.
Just so everybody knows, Roku is where US Weed Channel is, and it's free right now. So if you have a Roku device or a Roku-enabled TV, you can watch it for free right now. Know that very soon, starting this summer, we're going to be bringing on a whole bunch of new content with a bunch of producers that we're working with. We're going to have a subscription area with super awesome content. And if, you know, everybody cross their fingers and knock on wood, we'll have a monthly concert with some really, some of those bands that you've almost heard about, you know?
So I just want Snoop Dogg. I want Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. They're my favorite couple.
Hey, you know what? Do a Super Bowl commercial
Snoop,
together?
Martha, yeah, please, get in touch.
To me.
I reach out to them on Twitter.
Because
yes,
I have been a Martha all my life, and I've been a Snoop all my life. So it's
she
like,
should come out with a line of ankle bracelets.
Well,
Martha,
you know, we are the blank slate
I think
TV
Jesus got that one
for every kind of cannabis show.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, so some recent advancements that are happening now. We just brought on some two sales reps, Michelle and John. Hi, Michelle and John.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, John.
Both at USWeedChannel.com.
You better be working your asses off as we speak.
So they're right? reaching out to sponsors and getting us branded content sponsors and in-kind, you know, stuff that standard video stuff. And they're actually very experienced at what they do, and I'm kind of excited to have them on board.
Are they
actually
from your area?
Yeah, Michelle's right here in Orange County. John's actually in Texas.
Right, you don't have to be there. I mean,
yeah,
although
no,
I
John's
like
kicking
face
ass
to
in
face.
Texas.
Okay,
he's good.
What's happening in Texas though?
That's a
John's
good question.
Phone is on fire. Let's put it that
really?
Way.
Really? I mean, are they? They're not legal there, are they? They're still hanging
people.
Chop
your people. Hands off in Texas for doing certain
they
things.
They hang
wrong?
You.
Is that still a
lashings.
Thing? Something.
Well, okay. Does everyone remember that kid that like made brownies or something?
Him.
And they were like going to send him to jail for life or something. He was only about 18.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I remember something
so
about that.
The big backlash, and I could be completely wrong, but what I remember is that they're like, okay, this is ridiculous. We need to legalize pot. And they just basically legalized it across the entire state, bam. And then within 30 days, the entire state wave came back, like, you know, away from the other side of the swimming pool. And they're like, okay, no, you're right. We got to do this and this and this and this. And they really backed off. Does everyone remember that? No. Okay, good. That's just me.
Vaguely.
The only thing I remember about Texas is that cop who ate the brownies and
I love
then
it.
Called
I
the police because he thought he was dying.
Dean.
You guys remember
that
one?
You know what? We're going to play that. Well, that'll be our end. I used to play it on my show. I'll never forget when I first found it. I think I found it before I even had hemp radio. I was on another cannabis show that my friend created. Anyhow, I played it all the time, and we used to laugh our asses off every time we saw it because it was real.
Yeah. I think I'm dying.
I think we're
really,
dead.
That
really,
was actually hilarious.
It was so hilarious.
Really slow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a trip. And it was real, and I think I did a story on them afterwards, and I think they had been taking product from the what are they called?
Stoners.
Yeah. And
filthy
the
hippies,
you know.
Right?
Well, they ate the whole pan of brownies. They got high and ate the whole pan of brownies, and
what do you expect?
What do you expect?
Good
that'll,
for them.
That'll
yeah.
do it to you.
I hope they vomited on each other.
I mean, this was in 2009.
You don't
I
steal weed, man.
No, sell it.
No, you just don't steal it. Just don't steal.
No, yeah. You can't steal it. It's like
I tell you,
it's just not
blasphemous.
Right.
I say.
Anyway, so what else? What else are you going to be doing?
Besides doing the largest cannabis media launch in history.
When is that going to happen?
Well,
we're having a party.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it this summer. It's hard to, like you said, if you put a date on it, then you're going to fail. So
yeah.
It should be,
yeah, it's
be right in between
work.
There,
we'll
between July 4th and the end of July. Let's just keep our fingers crossed.
We'll help you.
Yeah, that's good.
Where are we having it?
I was.
That's what I did for a living. I made shit happen. I was an event person.
Oh. Okay, we'll talk after the show.
Yeah,
we'll work
it
out. That.
So the final thing that I'd like to say, basically, if you are a sponsor of shows or events, you go to events or whatever, you can literally spend the same amount that you'd spend going to one event and get something going on US Weed Channel that'll be there for viewers to watch for years and years and years. So if you can beat that ROI at an event or a magazine or a banner ad, you are rocking. But if you can't, give us a call. Yeah.
And it's time, though, that we have our own channel.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It sounds like you just add value to many different folks trying to get into the industry from many different angles.
Absolutely.
Correct.
And I would love to do a thing just on hemp. And ooh. Do hemp clothing.
We
and,
have
you,
all of
I
that
mean,
planned. Oh, literally.
It's still illegal to grow hemp in the United States?
Well, they're growing it through colleges. And my friend Ryan Laughlin... Hi, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Laughlin. What an awesome last name.
He was the first.
He's like a spy, right?
That's a rough last name to go through the world. Laughlin. That just sounds
alluring. He was the first person in 60 years to say, I'm growing hemp, and I really don't care what you say. And he did.
Amen to that.
And the first crop, he was on my show, the first crop, and because I asked him, I said, Ryan, I mean, were you afraid? And he said, Patty, I mean, this guy looks really straight. He has kids, and I mean, really nice guy, fabulous. And oh my God, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Anyway,
hey. Hi, Jackie.
Anyway, he grew acres, and you know, then he was on the next year. He grew, I don't know, 300 acres, and it's bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what he said. He says, I'm growing it. You know what? Take me to jail. Nobody bothered. I mean,
isn't that crazy though?
Well, he has balls.
But like, there's the fact that guys
I know people
could show
that are growing hemp
with guns.
Not for hemp. They'll do it for pot, but not for hemp.
That's
I haven't
crazy.
Seen.
Yeah,
it
they're
with
like,
hemp.
Wow, that's too much work. No one's gonna get high.
They're not gonna this get high. Who cares? They can't. You know, they can't do
that
anything.
That was before the recent CBD move to being Schedule
that's
One.
That's true.
So
that's
now
true.
Now hemp has been it's been labeled as a target.
Chris comes in with some facts. Bam.
That's what I don't like about you, Chris. You have to come in there with that truth shit and take blow our
right?
butt. That was a buzzkill.
The dream was just like,
that was
like
a buzzkill.
There's got to be some sort of factual foothold in this conversation. Chris, thank you, sir, for existing.
Yeah, you're very welcome, everybody.
Good job, buddy.
What else, babe? What else do you want to tell us?
What else do you want to know? I mean, literally, if you're a brand out there and you're not doing something with us, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Honestly.
Call the US Weed Channel.
Yeah, because, you know, again, we're trying to be there for the entire industry. So we have a complete marketing plan that actually helps brands make money back off of, you know, their social reach and all this stuff to talk about their show on US Weed Channel. So,
well, you know, how do people, they listen to this show and they say, oh, wow, I want to get on US Weed Channel. How do they get you?
Oh, well, Shane@usweedchannel.com.
Give
spell
me a buzz. Shane. Spell Shane. It could
oh,
be spelled.
Oh, there's like three ways to do that.
Yeah, it's Chene. No, I'm kidding.
No,
it's
no.
Kidding. Do not send. I don't even know who that is. So it's Shane. Very old school, cowboy style. Or you can give me a call. 800, I work for you. 800-496-7548.
I love that. Say that number again.
800, I work for you.
I saw that on the bathroom of a restaurant in Long Beach.
You know, I've seen things written on bathroom walls too, but they're nothing like that.
No, it's let's see. I've had this number for years. I used to sell insurance, right?
Oh, wow.
And so
okay.
For years I sold corporate insurance, and it's just easier to give the business owner something they can remember. So it was, hey.
It's easy.
I
like quick
for,
and easy.
Number four,
you know what I'm saying? I like quick and easy.
Right on.
I
right
bet
on.
You do.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, I don't think there's any of us that don't really like that.
Yeah, I mean, you can speak differently.
Yeah, I don't like to get my hair messed. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a short break. And, you know, Shane, you're staying around. We're not getting rid. Dean, you could be, or this could be my regular crew now.
Oh, boy. What has happened? We have derailed.
Right. Derailed. Picked him up off the street. Listen, girls, never flinch at that. Look how lucky I got today. We'll be back with more Hot Pot Topics. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio, and we were having such a fabulous time today, and this is Jackie.
Woo! I'm here. What's up?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Jackie?
Hey, Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie came and brought our fabulous, we got to talk about them for a minute. Jackie, tell us what's happening. What did you bring us?
Oh, well, June 3rd, there's going to be our fundraiser. So
she's not on. Her mic's not on. Okay.
There she is.
Yeah.
Welcome here to the party.
Hi.
Welcome to the party, Jackie. Thank you for coming.
Speaking
and tell
of
us.
I'm talking about the High Society Party.
Yay!
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah,
Yep, it's going to be a fundraiser going on June 3rd to support Hemp Radio and Orange County Normal. So I actually picked up the first batch of flyers. I'm going to be dropping them off at collectives and head shops and doctor's offices and everywhere, lawyer's offices. Yep, keep your eyes open.
And I love it. They let her in because she has a medical, she has a cast on her foot because she injured herself. So she can get in anywhere, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you have a lot of walking to do. I don't know how well that's going to go for you right now.
I have a knee scooter in my car.
Ooh, that's yes. Super hip.
Scooter. We're not dumb here, okay?
Are we talking Rascal? Like electric Rascal?
I wish it was that cool. Oh. No, this is right? A self-powered knee scooter.
Oh, wait, you mean one of those things where you put one knee on it and you kind of, yep, like you're on a scooter? Yep. Oh, God, I love you.
Yeah, and if I'm on a flat ground and then I slope, I can pick my right foot up and go for a ride.
Do you sometimes say,
all the time.
Oh, yeah. So no kidding. Have you gotten squirrely on it? Have you gotten a little brave?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Definitely.
Oh, she's
but
great.
I have to make sure that it's a flat ground because just like with any skateboarder, those tiny little dips, they do damage.
There's got to be a person who was given one of those by their doctor to help them get better from an injury. And then injured themselves while using it.
It probably
that person has to exist. The internet should have that somewhere.
Two broken wrists.
How long did it take you to learn to use it?
Oh, I mean, instantly. When I
would have fallen off or something.
When I went to go rent it, they actually laughed at me because I went out of the store saying "we."
You were. It was meant to be. Yeah. I mean, you know how to do it. You got it together.
They're like, right. We're not getting that one back.
Nope.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Hey, I have to tell you this quick story. A man killed a female neighbor who taught Parrot to insult him. This was in Italy. Don't fuck with us. You know what I'm saying?
That is funny.
Is that funny? A man in Italy has been accused of...
I mean, it's not, but...
Murdering... This is May 4th.
God, people could be in such a bunch of sissies.
Because she trained her pet Parrot to insult him. Okay? Ignacio Freilis, 46... Sardinia, stabbed his neighbor, Maria Bonero Cantu, 60, as she took a walk with friends.
Oh, man. Wow. You know what would have totally solved this problem and been way cooler?
Pot. Or they should
have
smoked a joint.
I have two words. BB gun.
Pew, pew.
Sorry, Mr. Parrot. I couldn't hear you.
I mean, it is claimed he stabbed her 11 times and wounded a friend. He wanted to make sure she was dead. Of theirs who tried to defend her, the arresting officer in the case, Eugenio Fattoni, told local media he was very cold, very calm, and full of rage. Well, I mean, if you stab someone 11 times, I would say you're full of rage.
Yes.
A little bit overkill.
That sounds like a clinical psychopath. Calm. After you stab someone
whenever he passed
Chris,
Mrs.
You know Contu's
property, I want to know what the parrot said.
No, not really.
Doesn't say.
Not by dictionary standards.
I don't know what it is. Dean.
It's okay.
What's a clinical psychopath? Give us some background.
Clinical psychopath?
Clinical psychopath. 2% of the population is born with clinical psychopathy, where they don't feel empathy.
Oh.
Interestingly enough, 4% of CEOs are clinical psychopaths.
Oh, I see that.
Yes,
get it,
indeed.
Get it? You can't be empathic. I get it.
Anyway, I thought that was wow. pretty stupid. I mean, I would have killed the parrot, maybe, but not the person.
Totally. That's what the BB gun's for.
Was he insulting him in Italian? Because I'm imagining it in English, but then again.
I mean, how did
that is so... Could you imagine bilingual parrot?
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, my Whoa. God. Let's have like a weird section on the show.
Does anyone out there have a bilingual parrot that
let
they can
us
like
know.
Send us a tape of it? That would be
yes.
freaking awesome.
We would love that.
That has to be
love it.
You know, putting somebody down in two languages.
And if you can have the parrot perhaps be hotboxed as well, that might be an additional layer of entertainment.
I dig it.
And quite a twist.
Oh my
That's
God!
Quite a twist.
Well, this story. Before I start getting on my rampage, does anybody else have anything they wanted to talk about? Jackie.
Well, over the weekend.
Oh, wait, did you finish talking about
I'm interested in mining asteroids.
Which what?
The high society. Wait. Did you finish?
I think so. I think I finished talking about it. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's somebody's dance got, time. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay, get
it. I'm ready. I'm ready. I was ready, man.
Oh, we're just.
I actually started.
I like that. Boy, that was. Yeah.
It's a little club going on right now.
Uptown Funk. Yeah. That's what we should play. Uptown Funk. Ooh, anyhow, I'm sorry, Jackie. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Over the weekend, I actually was doing some research on the cannabis hypermesis syndrome. I don't know if anybody has heard about that, but doctors are diagnosing people that are going to the ER with complaints of high THC content in their system.
They're morons.
And
sorry.
So they're being affected by having symptoms like nausea and severe abdominal pains all over. I mean, if you can Google it, cannabis hypermesis syndrome. Hypermesis just basically means it's an overload of something in your system. So the hypermesis is in the liver. What the doctors are saying is the THC content over time will build up and it's affecting people. Well, that's not what I was doing research on because I think it's bullshit.
Pish posh hogwash.
What a bunch of stupid drivel, man.
Yeah. But actually, in my research of doing that, because it's very common for people to have these bouts of nausea and severe abdominal cramping, which that is not, you can't fake that. And why I looked into is Azamax, which is one of the top solutions that growers use in their crops to rid them of pesticides.
1.2% as a direction.
And people are basically saying that this Azamax is building up in their system and it's slowly kind of giving you a poisoning effect, which will give you these counter, you know, these bad reactions.
Who is saying this? Who are they? That's okay, what I want to know.
I don't know. Well,
I feel
population of people. Population of people in California are going into emergency rooms and being diagnosed with this. Population of people being diagnosed with cannabis hypermesis are now learning that it's probably not this cannabis hypermesis, which is super rare. It's actually being from this poisoning in the chemical of Azamax that's in most grows. Mm. So a lot of grows that are in collectives, it doesn't matter if they test it. Most people are testing for different types of pesticides and different type of pollutants where this isn't really coming up. And so Azamax is actually a really common.
The hell was that?
I am not sure.
Poisoning.
But okay, I've got to. May I? May
yes,
I jump
yes,
in on
please,
that?
Yes, please teach me. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Let's set a couple things straight here. So two things come to mind. First of all, in order to have a problem, you need to first have a definition. And this cannabis hypermesis business seems to me like the attempt to create a definition so you can then define a problem.
Yes.
It's BS on BS.
Yes.
Now, but that's not really my expertise. I could be totally wrong.
No,
there.
But that's what's happening.
Where I do have a little bit of firsthand experience is in this, as you say, Azamax business. Mm-hmm. In the industry, it's usually called Azamax.
Azamax.
Okay. Can I interrupt and say something? You're going to laugh your ass off. This is how you get rid of people who suffer from this syndrome. Often find that hot showers relieve their symptoms. Hello, is that a disease? No.
Well, yeah, but you could probably.
Oh my God!
Pill,
I mean, yes. Please. Yes.
This is all for a reason.
It's
in
all
the medical
so
industry.
Stupid.
This
it's
is all
so
connected.
Well, see, if you have a definition, then you can also prescribe something for the problem that you have just defined yourself.
Right.
Well, the problem is blah 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 blah. We have a pill for that.
Right, right.
But anyway, as far as...
Oh, and by the way, you can't smoke weed anymore because it's killing you. This is what's making you sick.
Absolutely. Doesn't your body doesn't your body release an enzyme once it's taken on a certain amount of THC to not take anymore and just sort of let it pass out of your system?
Someone should develop an inhibitor for that enzyme.
That's vitamin C that I know.
Well, okay, I got to get this
Azamax
product out. Okay, so listen. Azamax main ingredient is something called azadirachtin.
Yes,
that's why they call it Azamax.
Yes,
There's similar products called azatrol, azasol.
Right.
It's all Azamax.
All linked, correct.
Okay. Azadirachtin exists in Azamax at 1.2%. It is derived from the neem seed, and that product, azadirachtin-based product, can be OMRI certified, Organic Material Review Institute certified. So I question myself because I've grown for 10 years. I've sprayed Azomax at least once a week. Mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting people do this.
What did you spray it with?
You spray it as an I want to emphasize organic pesticide.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and it's one of the best ones out there, and that's why most growers actually use this.
Right. So if someone's trying to say Azomax is particularly harmful, again, I'm not a doctor, and maybe I'm building up a cancer I don't know about, but I've sprayed it for the last 10 years.
Right.
And you're not dead.
No, it's not
quite healthy.
Yeah, no, it's not about saying that you're dead, but it's about saying that when you do use it, even at the root level, from a lot of the there's actually studies that were done by growers doing side-by-side growth pattern to see what happened at the end of each cycle and if the poison was actually affecting the plant and the patient that would be consuming the plant. And the studies showed that with the Azomax one, it's just because even when you use that on a vegetable, like a vegetable or vegetation or any kind of fruit, you are supposed to wash it before consuming. So they say that the trace amounts on these people that are coming in with these effects of the severe abdominal cramping and
their hypochondriacs,
it could be linked to the trace amounts of this. It's basically,
I say, red herring.
Overconception.
Yeah, it's
red herring.
I just pulled it up. I mean, they say
I'd
that
like to
it's
see those studies.
So rare. Yeah. It was done by stupid people. Okay. Bottom line, look it up. Do your research. We don't care.
What's next?
Wait a minute.
So funny.
Now, I really like this. Did I do the story about the?
By the way,
what, honey?
Coverage.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What do you want to say?
I just said good coverage. Because we had some facts in there.
Did anyone else hear that clap?
No.
Yeah, I did.
What clap?
The person that's sitting next to Dean. We have spooks in here.
What did you guys put in that cannabis?
We're not telling. But the...
must have been good because Patty just stopped in her tracks.
Did I talk about the 65-year-old Florida guy?
No. We have not talked about the 65-year-old Florida guy.
Oh, my God. He asked accused man asked to show jury his penis to prove girlfriend died accidentally during oral sex.
Whoa.
That's a stud.
Pretty
heavy accusation.
It was like, and he was 65.
Does he want to show everyone his penis because he's trying to suggest that it's so large that she choked to death on it?
Thank you.
Is that what he's trying to insinuate?
Yes, and that is...
You know, how do we not...
thorough explanation there.
Because he wants to show it. He wants to show the jury his dick.
How do we not know that this isn't just some like narcissistic, voyeuristic type guy, and this is all his master plan to show as many people his penis as possible?
He says the impressive... size of his penis.
He actually said
this. What if it comes out and it's like a little 3-incher and he's just
ding-ding. He says the impressive size of his penis is to blame for his girlfriend's choking to death during sex.
How do you not notice
that? And he wants to set the jury. Do you get lockjaw when you die? If she was giving him... What happened? I mean, doesn't your body stops working or something? I don't know. I'm not a guy. I don't have a dick.
I don't know.
It sounds like you're asking the question from the perspective of the
woman. Right. Yeah. I was going to say
I don't know how much information you expect me to provide you on that or what you're assuming.
Somebody just jump in.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to touch that one.
I will tell you, I think if someone was choking to death, you would notice it before they died.
You think you'd chomp down and take
care. But maybe he was like ready to orgasm and he was just in the heat of the moment. And
but it takes like several minutes to die. How long does it take to orgasm?
I don't know. I don't know.
I wish it took several minutes.
He wants the judge's permission to show the jury. Let's go to Florida and get in on that.
Well, wait, never mind. Can we go back to the parrot?
The parrot. Did we not finish the parrot?
What are all these sound effects? Why are we getting all these sound effects?
Yeah, you're getting that too, right?
I'm totally hearing like clown sound.
I said I'm not going to say it anymore.
I used to do sound effects with my phone while I was doing the show. I like when I talked about the police, I'd have the siren going and I'd have to find it. And it was hysterical, but I love sound effects. So Jared or whoever's doing that, thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
It's all slap.
What? What do you?
What's next on the agenda?
I can't see that far.
15 seconds.
Countdown.
Oh, have we been on 16 minutes already?
We have.
Really? Oh, well, everybody go to US Weed Channel, anything. Like us, love us, share us, tweet us, you know, do all that stuff. Because we're starting out, you know, and we just want to kick ass for everybody in the industry. So thank you ahead of time. See you soon.
We loved having you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome to be here.
It was awesome. Fun.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thanks for teaching me about Azimax.
Chris, thank you for always being here. I mean,
love you, Chris.
Thank you. No problem.
Doing God's work there, buddy. We have the second coming before
us. Wish
you
could have just been a little more, you know, less Chris at the last section there. Just.
What can I say?
And Dean, what can I say? I mean,
salutations.
I love him.
Right?
I want him to be a regular.
Oh, boy. I tell you, I just was in the right place at the right time.
I know.
Or the wrong place.
Or listen.
I don't know.
This could be for you to find out, right?
This could be your lucky day.
I just realized
I'm
in a building with a bunch of people I don't know.
I know.
And I still haven't left yet.
Don't be afraid.
And he didn't.
It's that last part.
There's only three doors between here and the exit.
I don't know. Shane's pretty tall. He seems to have a nice build to him. This could turn bad for me.
Hey, we're so glad you joined us. Thank you guys for
coming.
Thanks
for having me.
Jackie, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Delivering the fabulous flyers for High Society. Look on Facebook. You'll find High Society everywhere. Please tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell everybody. Come join us for a lot of fun on June 3rd. And now it's time to blow this joint.
A councilman from Dearborn, Michigan is outraged over a 911 call. He wants to know why no charges have been filed against a police officer who admits to confiscating marijuana from suspects and then baking it in brownies. And once he and his wife were full and high, they thought they'd overdosed and called 911.
I think I'm having an overdose at the school with my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Well, instead of being charged, Prilla.
Sorry.
Instead of being charged, the police department let the officer resign. His wife was not charged either. So far, police officials have not commented on the case.
Now, how do you follow a story like that?